Welcome to the greatest men's club in the world. It's not a country club, it's a grilling club, where every weekend they're going to talk about taking an animal and throwing it on some scorching flames and turning it into the tastiest morsels of goodness on this earth. As a matter of fact, it's kind of caveman, but they don't drag women into their cave. No, they're going to teach you how to make that food so good you can lure them into your cave and keep her hair looking good. When you want to find the center of the barbecue universe, just look at a map of North America and look for that big grilling mitt. That's where we're at. It's the Grilling Guys.
Welcome. You are listening to Grilling Guys on the Grilling Guys Talk Network. It's the weekend. Put your feet on the floor and get out in that backyard and fire up a grill, a smoker, or even a deep fryer if that's what you're into. But summer is here and the time is right for doing a little Q in your backyard. I'm Jop and he's Barbecue Bob. What's cooking, baby?
What's going to be cooking? That's the question, man.
Well, yeah, got a little demo today we're going to be doing over at Garrett's Appliance on 28th Street in Byron Center on the southwest side of Grand Rapids. You blew town on me, so we're going to be doing that solo.
Sometimes I just have obligations, buddy.
I get it. I had them last weekend, and we're going to talk a little bit about that, too, because I know I'm really curious about how it went down at Fort Bragg, and you spent some time down there representing us for Operation GI Barbecue, and we got a report back on how that went. So why don't we do that? Don't we do that right now? Oh, you want me to talk about what I did last weekend first?
Yeah, I want to know how that judging went.
You know what? It was cool. I was over in Grand Haven on the lakeshore on the west side of Michigan here, and it was a Memorial Day, and I judged a barbecue contest, and it was weird. The weather was great here in Grand Rapids. Got out there, and it was raining on the lakeshore, so the attendance was down a little bit, and really surprising to me, about half of their contestants bailed because of the rain. So fair weather barbecue, come on, you got to man up a little bit. But I still had several types of ribs and side dishes that I judged, and we had a great time. And
must have been a low entry fee, huh?
Yeah, must have been, exactly. But no, it was a good time, and you know what? It's always a great thing when we can spend time with the veterans and the folks in the VFW hall. U.S. Representative Heisinger was a co-judge with me. They served us samples in these little paper trays. He didn't know what to do. He was used to eating his pork out of a barrel, but he figured it out after a time or two, and we got it done. So it was all good. We had a good time.
All right. Yeah, where do I go with that? Pork barrel politics. I had a wonderful time at Fort Bragg. As it turns out, I got there like Wednesday night, 10:30 at night. I finally got to my hotel. And the next morning, I got right over to the Boss Center, which is Better Opportunities for Single Soldiers. They're the ones that actually received the equipment.
Awesome.
Yeah, and a bunch of great people that help the troops, help the single soldiers. And it's, you know, they're basically there as morale boosters. It reminded me of like a church youth group, you know, where it's this hall with games and all kinds of stuff. And the soldiers just mill around and come in and hang out. But they didn't mill around Thursday night because they knew the barbecue was coming on at 5:30. So they were lining up at 4.
Awesome.
But as it turns out, that day I got, of course, this big, beautiful American barbecue smoker, this judge all set up. Taught the guys that are going to run it how to do brisket and butts. I was done by 9:30. At 10 o'clock, began the bus shuttles over to a drop zone. It just so happened that Thursday was All-American Day, which I had never heard of before, but the 82nd are called the All-Americans.
Okay.
And once a year, they have this giant military festival, and they bring out the cannons and the tanks and the paratroopers, the 82nd Airborne, did a jump in front of the parade field, and they had bleachers set up. It was just a fantastic day. It was 90 degrees, but so I got to ride a bus out to a drop zone, and here it is, this giant military festival. I had nothing to do for 4 or 5 hours anyway. So
right, it's cooking.
It
yep,
was
you bet.
Picture perfect.
Cool day.
Yeah, and I was invited to the platform with a brigadier or major general,
right.
Martin.
Yep, I saw you a Facebook picture with you and the brass.
Yep. And so yeah. I've never seen a parade from where the generals see it before. Yeah. That was pretty cool.
Pretty much no one has except the generals, right?
Yeah. And I got to sit up in the bleachers with all the other folks and watch the A-10 Warthogs come in and obliterate some targets. They brought out the big 155s and they were shooting targets. The Warthogs dropped bombs. It was all live round demonstration. And they had the pilots, all the pilots, intercom speaking to traffic controllers, were over our PA system.
Oh.
So all the communications you heard, and it really
live,
brought me
real
back
time,
in time. Yeah. it was just like being in a cockpit, just like listening to all the controllers. It's such a cool experience that,
wow. That is cool.
It had been many, many years since I've heard anybody call out commands like that. And Pope Air Force Base is right next door. And I'd heard of Pope. I just never realized what they did there. And it's right next to Fort Bragg for a reason, because they've got all these giant cargo ships, which I used to work on, and then all the troops right next door. So when you need to do a deployment, I mean, it's a perfect match. So all these C-17s came flying over, dropping parachutists, the 82nd Airborne. And I'll tell you what, this was picture-perfect military operation. I mean, these planes would fly over, and the guys would come out. It was.
Are they coming out the back end?
Yeah.
Yeah, right.
Yeah, it's a lot safer that way.
Yeah.
Well, first the pilot jumps.
Right. Yeah.
And it was just a nonstop stream. You can look at our Facebook page for the Grilling Guys and see some of the video I took with my phone. The sun was so bright. I apologize. The video is not the greatest because I could not see my screen. I mean, it was so stinking hot and so bright that I was just kind of aiming at hoping I got them, and most of the time I did. But it was very cool because we're sitting here watching these A-10s dance around and shoot things, and this one swooped down and dropped some bombs, and I didn't catch it. And in the video, you hear some pop, 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 but if you're in the stands there, you feel the concussion, and you hear this boom, 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 and I flinched a little bit.
Yeah.
I was like, well, I didn't see that one coming.
Yeah. So the exercises were over, and then did you get back to the grill?
I went back to the boss center, and the troops started shuffling in around maybe 4 o'clock. And I worked with the civilian people that run boss and a couple of GIs that are the GI counterparts that are the officers over it, and a couple of great guys. I just had a lot of fun hanging out with these kids and teaching them all about this smoker. Dude, this Judge smoker, you will be chomping at the bit to cook on one of these things, and
really?
Hopefully we get a chance.
It looked like it had a rotisserie inside of it.
Well, they put the casing there for the rotisserie racks, but this one had all fixed racks, which I prefer anyway.
Uh-huh.
You get a lot more product on
sure.
it. But what a built unit. Hats off to American Barbecue Systems. American Stockyard sauce went over huge. These kids were putting sauce on things that didn't need sauce on because the sauce was so good.
That's not an indication of your barbecue, though, is
oh,
it?
Oh, so good. You know, and God bless Sobe Meats. They gave me a bunch of butts and briskets to take out.
Oh, sure.
That was so nice because it was really had to jump through some hoops to get that
anything.
Meat approved on base. And as it turns out, the inspector never even came. I spent weeks communicating with her. She didn't even show up.
Well, she knew you were good, man. I mean, you were well intended, and she knew it. And it's a government. You got to do things.
Government,
right? It's government.
So, so the first load of GI barbecue was delivered, and I got to tell you, now I'm really inspired. Now I feel like what we did is a whole lot better.
Cool.
Before it was a pipe dream.
Yep.
Now it's reality. I could see these kids eating. And I could see the anticipation, and then watching them just sit around and hanging out, and it's very cool.
Yeah, and we're going to do more of it. So, stick with us because this is the first of a couple drops we're going to make. This was our maiden voyage, and it sounds like it went really well. I was unable to attend, but Barbecue Bob represented us well. So hats off to you, Bob, for making a trip. I know it was like a 13-hour drive down there.
2 days.
Yeah. Coming up next, we've got Brad Ensing from Garrett's Appliance, and you're going to want to listen to this because he's got some great tips on grills and equipment. You're listening to Grilling Guys on the Grilling Guys Talk Network. Stick with us. We'll be back.
Hey, you looking for a relaxed spot to come have a beer with a couple of buddies? Swing on over to Schmoe's. 2600 Patterson, that's just north of 28th Street, right by the ice rink. We've got 16 taps, free popcorn, free pool, and free Wi-Fi. There's even outlets underneath the bar if you need to charge your device. So come on over to Schmoe's, have a great beer. Bring the kids, we even have root beer. See you soon at Schmoe's. 2600 Patterson, Grand Rapids, Michigan.
I like my backyard. I like being outside all year long. I work hard, I exercise, and live life to the max. Nothing's better than slipping out in my Arctic spa and relaxing with my family. The Spa Boy Advanced Water Care System keeps my water crystal clear, and I control everything from my smartphone, iPad, or laptop. Check out arcticspas.com and find the perfect hot tub for your home. I'm Barbecue Bob. The Grillin' Guys are happy to introduce Fen Valley Vineyards. Fen Valley Vineyards is the oldest family-owned winery in Michigan, located in the middle of 45 acres of vineyards carpeting the rolling hills near Lake Michigan. Fen Valley has prided itself in the production of classic European-style wines for the past 22 years. Visit their tasting rooms at the Vineyard or in Saugatuck, Monday through Saturday, 11 a.m. to 5 p.m. On Sunday, they're open from 1 to 5. Go to FenValley.com.
Have you missed episodes of The Grillin' Guys? Go to TheGrillinGuys.com and you can play episodes clear back to 2010. Subscribe to the podcast and you'll never miss another one again. That's TheGrillinGuys.com.
Hey, Jop, I'd high-five you on that last play, but I can't. My plate's full and I got my beer in the other hand.
Hey, Bob, you need the Super Tailgate Plate. It holds a bottle, a can, or a glass, plus all the fixings in one hand. Whether you're tailgating, partying, or at home sitting around the campfire, you got a hand free for anything you need to do.
Wow, Jop, where do I get mine?
You know what? At thegrillingguys.com, we've got them. Just click on that Super Tailgate link, and they're available in 12 and 4-packs.
Now, that's a game winner, baby.
You bet.
Fresh, artisanal, and awesome is what I expect with beer and food. At Arcadia's downtown Battle Creek original brew pub, it's authentic wood-fired cuisine and artisanal ales. At Arcadia Brewing Company's new Kalamazoo Riverfront Brewery pub and kitchen, it's those same ales and real-deal barbecue. This is Tim Surprise from Arcadia Brewing Company, and as always, please savor the flavor responsibly.
It's the Grillin' Guys on the Grillin' Guys Talk Network. It's the weekend, man. It's another one of these early summer weekends where it's just perfect to get out and fire up a grill or a smoker and spend a little time with your meat near the heat. And we're all going to have a little bit of fun doing that. I'm Jop, and he's Barbecue Bob. What's cooking, baby?
Hey, welcome to the show, and it is a great weekend to grill, Jop. The sun is shining bright. It's going to be just a great weekend, whatever time, wherever you are listening to this. It's probably good weather all around the world.
I'm thinking so. And one of the things that we always consider when we're looking at this time of year is, damn, do I need a new piece of equipment? And generally the answer is yes. You know, some guys collect a lot of different things, right? I don't think a guy can have too many grills. If you got room on the deck still or out in the back patio, you got room for another one because there's always a new piece of equipment that is coming out that's special, purpose, neat utility, whatever it may be. And we got a guy joining us right now live in the studio from the place that I call home for all of my grilling equipment, and that's Garrett's Appliance.
Yeah, and that's not only in the studio, but you and him are going to heli on over there right now after the show, and you're going to be setting up tons of grills because it's the big tent sale at Garrett's all week, and today it is the culmination. Brad Ensing is the chief griller, the best smoker, and one of the best salmon fishermen I know. So welcome to the show, buddy.
Well, good morning, guys, and thanks for that. I don't really know how to follow that up. My wife's going to have to deflate me when I get home. So, yeah.
She's good at that.
Dude, yeah, I'm thinking she's got that down.
Yeah. I was going to say, after 10-plus years of marriage, we don't even need to go there. But
all I know is you made up a salmon dip for us a couple years ago, and it was the best salmon dip I've ever had.
Well, I tell you what, me and my buddy Matt have been out fishing on the Big Lake a lot. I did about 30 pounds of smoked salmon here about 3 weeks ago. But since you're skipping out on us, I'll have to bring it along for Jop here, and you'll get nothing.
Well, you know what? That's okay, Brad. Okay. I'll take one for the team on that one, brother.
You're a giver. What can we say? What can we say?
So, Brad, you're very, very knowledgeable about all the grilling equipment and the outdoor cooking equipment that Garrett's has to offer. And I just want to touch base on a few of those things. You get a lot of people that come in the store, I'm sure. And what are the, if you could say, if you knew these two or three things that you could answer my questions, basically what I'm saying is, what questions would you like answers to when somebody walks in so you could help them best?
You got it. Well, you know, everybody comes in and they have a little different style of grilling. So a couple of the questions we ask to make sure we put you into the right unit is, first thing is, hey, what type of grilling are you doing? Are you a weekend griller? Do you have a long time to do it? Are you grilling every night? Do you like to smoke? That's meat. And then you like to slow cook. So it helps us really decide first off on the type of grill we want to do. When we go from that, a lot of times we want to know what kind of fuel we're using. Are you thinking you want to do a gas grill, a pellet grill, lump charcoal? There's a lot of different options out there in the market right now, and we've basically got all of them over at Garrett's. The third thing I like to know from people coming in is, you know, how long do you expect your grill to last? We've all had people that have gone to, you know, larger type stores that get a grill, last them 2-3 years. Yeah, that's not really what we
it's
tend
breaking.
To do. It's breaking. It's
breaking.
They can't
get parts because it's a big box store, and they don't have a clue. The kid with the earring in his nose can't find
well,
it.
Even my father-in-law used to be one of those guys, too. And, you know, it was every year, what's the newest thing that's going to last us 2 years before it completely falls apart and he needs to buy a new one? And you know what? That's not really what we do over at Garrett's. We're looking for, of course, value-minded grills all the way up to the ultra-premium type lineup. But we want to make sure you're getting a grill that's going to hold together for you. You know what to expect, and it's going to give you the right performance you want as well.
So you actually do sell the Weber as well.
Correct. Yep. We
as a starter line.
Yep. We're
so
going to
that's
have,
how good these guys are. Weber is their starting line.
I get it, man. I've been there. I'll be there
yes,
in another
exactly.
hour or so.
Well, and, you know, we're going to have grills starting anywhere from about that $399 price point all the way up to $10,000 or so. So anybody that wants to get out there grilling, we've got something for everybody. We've got a couple new lines as well. We've been dealing a little bit more with pellet grills, have been making a resurgence back on the market. So Traeger, they'll be out there demonstrating. We're also going to have some grilling companies out. Wolf Gourmet, of course, from Wolf and Sub-Zero will be out there.
You mean Traeger's mad at you?
No.
They're demonstrating?
They are. Well, oh. If they're holding signs, they better say more meat.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Grill lives matter.
Yeah. Unless you're a bad grill, let's put
King
it that way.
Salmon lives matter.
So, yeah, we're going to have those guys out there, Primo, DCS, Weber, Blazing Coyote, a bunch of great grilling brands. Jop will be out there grilling.
You have a Coyote grill, huh?
A Coyote.
Blazing Coyote.
Blazing Coyote. We're not going to be Blazing the Coyote.
Yeah. If you just tuned in, you're listening to the Grilling Guys on the Grilling Guys Talk Network. It is the weekend, and it's the big tent sale at Garrett's Appliance in Grand Rapids, Michigan on 28th Street in Wyoming, actually. And Jop will be down there showing off his newest little apron and outfit and probably doing some grilling stunts.
All of that and more. But actually, I'm really looking forward to it because this is the once a year where I get to go and watch all the equipment that's out there from the entry level to the highest stuff that they have, all being used at the same time. And this, and if
it's
you're
a great
the,
aroma, isn't
yeah,
it?
Yeah, it is. It's a great aroma, but it also it's a great opportunity for you to see the difference in value from one grill to another. And they're actually cooking on those grills. So at the end of the day, if you're in the market for a new grill, this is a great place to be. Not because you're going to come and see me grill. That has nothing to do with it.
That's pretty special.
Yeah, right.
That's pretty special,
but
to be
rather,
honest with you.
But rather, there's 9 or 10 of us that are going to be standing there all cooking on different pieces of equipment. You can ask questions. You can see how it works. It's live. And it's just cool. It's a once-a-year opportunity, and you ought to come down and see us.
Well, not only that, too, just to butt in one more time, we got some great specials. Anybody out there looking for grilling equipment, we're doing some free covers. We're going to have some assemblies given away for free, some percentages off. Anybody looking for a premium grill, anything I have, Wolf in stock, 15% off, Blaze, 10% off. So
probably some scratch indents, too.
We've got a couple Demo scratch and dent units that are going to be moving as well. So if
Chapel
you're
scratch
for a grill,
one up for you while he's there.
Yeah, just get there a little early. Tell me which one you like, yeah, exactly. And I'll just scratch it up for you a little bit.
The meat all tastes the same from the inside, right?
Right, yeah.
Exactly. Exactly.
Ooh, don't touch it, Joppy. Don't touch it. Don't touch
okay,
it.
Okay, I'll let that one go. I'll let that one go. But anyway, so Brett, tell us again where Garrett's is.
Okay, so we have two locations. The big grilling event this weekend is going to be, or today I should say, is going to be at 2410 28th Street, and that's Southwest Wyoming in Grand Rapids. And then also we have a location on 29th Street in East Paris. Although if you're looking to come get a taste of some delicious food, 28th Street in Wyoming is going to be the location to come.
It's a cool spectacle because you got a big tent out front. You got a tent usually on the side. There's people showing up from all over the place. All the grill manufacturers actually send their big wigs. So you've
got
a bunch of guys.
Yeah.
You got a bunch of guys who really know how to grill, and they're all trying to beat up on each other, which is one of the best things to watch. And
well, and they all bring some really cool stuff, too,
yes.
Because I've been watching emails to get this thing organized, and it's like this guy's bringing this guy's bringing that, and it's kind of a little process of elimination to get to, okay, Jop, what are you bringing? And I'm not saying. You just have to show up and give a taste because, trust me, it's going to be good.
What time does the limo drop you off there?
Just about 5 to 10. Jeeves will be coming by. I'll wave at the crowd. They'll let me out back so I don't have to fight my way in. But, God.
Stage entrance.
Right. Left. I'm coming in from the left.
I'm still amazed every year, too. I always think we're going to end up with hot dogs, but the rep, since they're expensing it back to the company, it's like no holes barred. I've never seen the money fly out to get a good cut of meat. The Wolf and the guys on the DCS grills are always, it's a big pissing match. So
yeah.
We like
and,
to see
right.
them
yeah.
fight.
And I'd have to say they both do a really good job. And they're both great guys. All those reps, you know, I think they're all really a bunch of fun guys. So it's a good, I hate to miss it. The Jop will represent.
Yes, I will. But it's
that's all Garrett's Appliance today. Get there at 11 o'clock, 11 to 2 is grilling. Huge tent sale. Deals on grills.
Coming up next, we're going to extend this conversation a little further. We're going to shop for a little bit of an outdoor kitchen. You're listening to Grilling Guys on the Grilling Guys Talk Network. Stick with us. We'll be back.
Yeah, with nobody else.
Imagine you and your buddies in your backyard drinking a cold one and relaxing in your new outdoor bar or kitchen. Does that sound like a good time? Yeah, baby. Then you wake up and realize you're sitting on an old deck in the glaring sun, drying out your brat on a worn-out grill. This is Jop from the Grilling Guys, and if that's what you're cooking on in your backyard, you should call the guys at Home Life Outdoor Living. They'll help you design and build an outdoor kitchen and entertainment space that will make your backyard the talk of the neighborhood. Create some grill envy in your backyard. Call Home Life Outdoor Living at 616-682-0100.
Have you ever wanted a great craft beer, but alcohol just isn't in the program that day? Well, the beer engineers at Schmoe's Brewing Company have engineered a beer just for you. A pale ale with less than 0.5% of alcohol. Ask for Schmoe's 120, where you dine or drink. It's the non-alcoholic answer with a craft beer taste. Schmoe's Brewing Company, Grand Rapids, Michigan, Beer City, USA.
Hi, it's Shasta from Old World Olive Press. We are a Michigan-based company with stores in Rockford, Grand Rapids, Plymouth, and Birmingham. Visit our tasting rooms to sample over 50 varieties of award-winning olive oils and balsamic vinegars, carefully sourced from small-batch artisans in both hemispheres. We have cooking demonstrations and private parties to help you experience the treasures we've discovered. Step into our kitchen, downtown Rockford, in our newest location on Monroe Center, Old World Olive Press. Let us help you bring the magic into your home. Go to Old World Olive Press.
Hi, I'm Jim Crank, and I would like to personally invite you to visit Cranker's Restaurant and Brewery. With three locations in Grand Rapids, Mount Pleasant, and Big Rapids, Cranker's brews award-winning beers and has one of the finest menus in the Great Lakes. From our barbecue brisket to our junkyard omelets, Cranker's is the ultimate microbrewery experience. I believe if you eat good, you feel good. Visit crankersbrewery.com. That's crankersbrewery.com. Eat good, feel good. Cranker's. Yeah!
Yeah!
This is Jop from the Grilling Guys, and I want to talk to you about Garrett's Appliances, which is your one-stop shop for all your barbecue supplies, tools, grills, and smokers in West Michigan. Garrett's has grills for your outdoor kitchen. In fact, we at Home Life Outdoor Kitchens use them exclusively as our supplier for the very best equipment available. That's Garrett'sAppliances.com, Garrett'sAppliances.com.
Wouldn't it be sweet if life just came with an assist when you needed it? At State Farm, we live for a great assist, and that's why State Farm agent Sterling Massey is proud to be a part of the NBA, the National Bureau of Assists. Whether you're driving the lane or defending the house, when it comes to assisting you with your insurance and financial needs, Sterling and his staff make it look as easy as a behind-the-back dime dropper. Call Sterling Massey at 616-532-6071.
With the Grilling Guys coming at you like a pit bull. We smoke butt, and it's a mitful. Backyard masters, barbecue blasters. Nobody smokes a T-bone faster. So when you see the Grilling Guy rig, hit the brakes, it's gonna be big. Stick around and put down the rake. Fire up your grill, there's no need to bake. You bring the party, we'll bring the smoke. You're gonna eat so much you might choke. So here's how it goes, and everyone knows. You're gonna listen to the Grilling Guy show.
Welcome back. You listen to the Grilling Guys on the Grilling Guys Talk Network. This was a good little break. You just missed a good one. But anyway, we're back. And it is the weekend, and it's time to do a little grilling. And what we thought we'd talk about next is we got Brad to hang out with us for another segment because...
Even though he didn't bring any salmon dip.
Right. He will. I'll have some. I might not have any left when I leave, but I'll have some.
You get nothing.
Right.
And you'll like
got
it.
Got that
right,
part.
And you'll like it. Yeah, but I want to talk a little bit about outdoor kitchens because more and more people are putting these in their backyards or wherever it is that they entertain because entertainment is popular outside as it is inside the home. So, you know, I have Home Life Kitchen and Bath. We do parts of these. We plan them. We act as a general contractor. But anytime it comes for equipment time, we're going to Garrett's.
That's right. And because of all the kitchens you do, the actual outdoor kitchen is a blossoming, growing part of your business,
absolutely,
right?
Absolutely.
So I have a cool little thing I'm doing, and that's because of all the beautiful high-end kitchens you do, you actually redid a kitchen that didn't need to be redone. So you came to my house with a trailer full of gorgeous sheets of granite that I could not say no to. So I, Jop and I hauled these buggers over to the side of my barn. They are really heavy. And so I'm fashioning, and I just laid the bomb on my wife last night. She didn't really like the plan, but I told her what I'm doing because it's another project and I don't need it. But I'm going to use those tops to make my own outdoor kitchen. And I've learned in the last year or two some really cool ways to make an outdoor kitchen that's affordable, because some of us have kids and we're talking about daddy money here. You know, it's that extra stuff you don't really have money for.
Daddies don't get money.
But you want your deck to be just as cool as the rich guys, like Choppy's deck.
Right.
So how does a poor guy do it? Well, you frame it up with metal studs, you put Dura-Rock on it, and I'm good at hanging stone, so I'm going to put some lick and stick stone on it.
Right, and it'll look fantastic when you're done.
Yeah.
The major tip that I could give on any of that is that plan the space out well, because Brad, as we know, that when we get outdoor to appliances versus indoor, there are some pretty standard sizes, but there are also some really unique things that you might want to put into your kitchen that need the proper spacing and allowing for the stone you're talking about and all of that stuff.
That's a
trick.
Is
don't just start on one end and hope it turns out on the other.
Yeah,
you
kind of
need a plan,
right,
man.
Well, and what we find is you're dead on right. You know, people come in, hey, dishwasher's 24 inches, stove 30 inches, I got it.
Yeah.
Grilling, oh no, every manufacturer is a little bit different. We've got a couple lines we deal with. They're not outdoor cabinetry, if you will, but we have some great access doors. I have under-counter refrigeration, ice makers, kegerators for your beer.
That's something I want to talk to you about.
Very, very important as I take another sip of mine. And, you know, what we find, too, is people that are looking for, you know, just something to flash up that outdoor grilling area. It doesn't have to be huge.
Right.
You know, we have a couple extra feet. We can work in a bunch of different little things that make it a little easier for you to store stuff outside. That's not ridiculously expensive either.
That's a really big deal, and that's a problem I have because I have a lot of stuff for grilling. I have every kind of grilling accessory probably ever made, and I don't have space for it. So I want lots of shelves and cabinets,
drawers,
and places to put these things you only use once or twice a year, but yet it was a cool gift or it was
if you don't have it, you're going to have to buy another one.
That's right.
I mean, it's easier to buy the cabinets.
When you do want to use it, it's generally because, you know, it's a jalapeno popper smoker or it's a special little basket or your big pizza spit or something like that that you only use a few times a year.
Big wide spatulas, yeah.
Well, your wife is about as understanding as mine because I have four different grills at home right now because you never know what you're going to need.
Right.
So, exactly. You know what? That's one of the cool things is people can come in right now, a little towel bar holder in stainless steel. Thing's awesome.
Yeah.
Folds out. I mean, something you never think about, but I make a mess when I'm grilling.
Yep.
You got nasty hands. Right. I get sick of walking back inside and outside and inside and outside.
And the other one that almost everybody misses and it's so fundamental is a roll-out trash cabinet.
Oh, heck yeah.
Because when you're outside, the wind's blowing, the weather could change, whatever. And if that thing's inside the cabinet, you just roll it out, scrape your stuff off the countertop into it, close it back up.
Yeah.
Don't forget to empty it at the end of the weekend.
Because Zeus will find it if you leave it full.
Right.
Salmon guts don't smell good after a week. Right. Yeah, yeah. Let's put it that way.
Note to self. Right.
Exactly.
But some of these things that are other than a grill that you see people put in their outdoor kitchens.
Yeah, we see a lot of people doing, of course, under-counter refrigeration is huge. You know, where else are you going to store your cold beers and sodas, you know, without having to walk back inside
and
outside?
That's a good that's a good one right there because it's sometimes people get them, sometimes they don't. But let's face it, in Michigan, you're only going to use it about 5 months.
Correct.
So how do those babies hold up? Over the winter.
So just like anything else, if you were going to let your car sit for a long period of time, you want to winterize your outdoor refrigeration, whether it's a kegerator or a refrigerator. And basically all that means is you're going to unplug it or turn the power to it off, and you're going to leave the door cracked open. That's all you really have to
do. If you don't do
that, what's going to happen? You're going to get nasty mold all inside that unit. If you've ever had a refrigerator go bad and let it sit there for a month or two and you open it up, you're probably going to throw it away and go buy a new one. The other misconception is people that want to do outdoor refrigeration, it's always been really expensive. I mean, $2,000, $3,000 for a little outdoor refrigerator. Well, we got some great ones that can be built in, starting right around $1,000.
Is that the U-Line?
No, this would be under the company Blaze. They have just some amazing outdoor stuff. We just actually put on display.
Get a free coyote with one of them.
Yeah, exactly. we just put on display kind of a, like you were talking, sheetrock type display where they have a bunch of the different things kind of set together. So you can see those different access drawers or pull-out drawers or a towel bar dispenser, things along those lines. So we've got a great display. I just finished putting it together here yesterday.
Nice. Wow. If you just tuned in, you're listening to the Grilling Guys and the Grilling Guys Talk Network. We're talking with Brad Ensing, who's really kind of heads up a lot of the grilling and smoking stuff down at Garrett's Appliance West. And Garrett's Appliance is in Grand Rapids, Michigan. Actually, they're in Wyoming, Michigan. There are stores kind of like this around the state. Big George is in Ann Arbor, kind of reminds me of your store. Max is up in Traverse City, kind of reminds me of your store. The key to buying at Garrett's is once you buy there, once you become a customer there, you just never quit going back because they're just a great group of people.
We always
tease. They're nice folks to deal with.
You're family now. Once you start shopping at Garrett's, it's more of a family type thing. And that's the type of company we are. Family owned and operated now for about 70 years. And that's what we consider our customers as well.
Very, very large warehouse and service company involved in the back end. So they can take care of everything on the back end. So before you split, tell us about these inserts and these doors that you have to build your own cabinet.
Okay, so we've got a line. They're full stainless steel. I mean, everything from soft close drawers. And you know what? Range-wise, you're talking to do outdoor cabinets because they're more of just
the fronts, a module.
Just
the door.
Module fronts. They've got a couple of drawers. You know, anywhere from $150 up to $400 or $500 for these units.
So you could build your own unit and have the nice stainless fronts, and there's not going to be a logo on it, so you don't have to worry about...
Correct.
You know, gee whiz, I've got a Blaze door, and I've got a Bull grill, and I've got a Sub-Zero kegerator. Forget all that. Get whatever grill you want and get some nice plain stainless fronts.
No names on it. They got nice handles on them. It's just it's a beautiful product and it's priced right.
Yeah, I'll definitely be getting some of those.
Yeah, it's cool. Now, if there's one other item that you sell that's not a grill, not the cabinetry, but is a cooking item, what would come to mind with that?
You know, we do a lot of side burners yet for people looking to do a built-in side burner. We still have a lot of people, you know, guys, we fixate on something and we never give it up. Right. So we get a lot of guys that they might have that normal grill, but they might kick in a smoker, or they might kick in a pellet type grill, or they might kick up a Primo as well.
That's awesome. You know, I was in California recently and I saw Fire Magic's great big side burner. Brewers love it, and turkey, you can boil turkeys and all sorts of things.
Why heat up the kitchen?
That's right. Brad, thanks for joining us. Jop's going to go down there and taste your great salmon dip in a little bit, and me, I'll be getting on an airplane, so sucks to be me.
Yeah, my pleasure, guys.
All right, thanks.
That's Brad with Garrett's Appliance. You're listening to Grilling Guys on the Grilling Guys Talk Network. Coming up next, we might talk a little bit about how to determine the burner type that you might want. There's different grades, different BTUs. What's for you? Stick with us. We'll be back. Like a leaf on a tree, 'cause he was leaning on me. Big and bad Lord, upon that gun and me. Oh, wait a minute, miss. We live it, we love it. Allen Bob Sports, sportsman serving sportsmen. It's more than a sport, it's a way of life. Your satisfaction's been our aim since 59.
Hey, when's the last time you had a really great root beer float? Brings back memories, doesn't it? Well, over at Schmoe's, we make root beer and black cherry soda just to bring back those memories. We've got 6-packs to go if you don't have time to hang around for a pint or a float. But bring the kids, grab a free basket of popcorn, and make your own memories with that new generation. Schmoe's Brewery, Grand Rapids, Michigan, located on Patterson, just north of 28th Street.
If your window sticks, slips, squeak, or leak, then it's time to replace them with Anderson Windows from Standale Lumber's Home Center in Standale. Standard and custom sizes, along with low-E glass, low-maintenance exteriors, and rich wood interior, can turn simple window replacement into serious home improvement. You'll feel increased security, your home will be much quieter and more comfortable, but the increased curb appeal will make you proud of your home and its new facelift from your Anderson Windows and Standale Lumber's Home Center. 4100 Lake Michigan Drive, Standale, or find us on the web at standalelumber.com.
This is Barbecue Bob, and I want to tell you about the biggest beer store in West Michigan. Siciliano's Market at 2840 Lake Michigan Drive has the most craft beers I have ever seen in one location. Siciliano's is a family business that works hard to bring you the best beers in the world to the West Michigan market. Visit Siciliano's and check out the huge selection of home brewing supplies as well. That's Siciliano's Market at SicilianoMKT.com.
Hi, this is Tim Sobey. Sobey Meats is an 11-year-old business on Remembrance Drive in Walker. We have high-quality custom meats as well as seafood, produce, beer, and wine. Sobey Meats is proud to supply the barbecue enthusiasts with over 50 sauces, Kansas City and Memphis rubs, as well as barbecue supplies. Our meat counter is 60 feet long with 70 different homemade sausages. Check us out at SobeyMeats.com. That's SobeyMeats.com.
Back, you listen to the Grilling Guys on the Grilling Guys Talk Network. It's the weekend. You better get out and fire up a grill or a smoker because, man, Mother Nature is shining on us. We are having early summer, and it has just got me juiced up to get out and try all these recipes that I've been reading about and studying up on all winter. Because when I cook out this time of year, I like to cook for people. I like to cook for a lot of people. Doing a one or two, you know, thing is, it's like you just don't get the feel for it. I want to throw pounds on the grill and get her going. And, you know, sometimes that's it just, I don't know, it's what I love to do. But it takes special equipment sometimes. And a big part of that is the burner that we're doing. So, Barbecue Bob, you wanted to break down a little bit about how to determine the burner grades.
I do, but
if you're looking to buy equipment.
I really liked what you said because you're talking about you like to cook for a lot of people.
Mm-hmm.
Why is that?
Well, it's I enjoy the social aspect of it. But,
there you go.
But two is that you're pleasing a lot of people all at one time. And if you got that piece of equipment heated up, load it up, man. You don't need to cook on a corner. Cover the thing. And because it'll keep, you can eat it for next 3-4 days. And I just love to have barbecue around and zip home for lunch or whatever. And take, I did today, took a yep. cut of pork loin. You know, I smoked it over the weekend, still got it, and just cut a couple slices off it. And it
I
was
did
wonderful.
The same thing last night, asking everybody if they're hungry, because we're eating at weird times now with Olivia and sports and Grandpa late and Maureen running, coming and going, and I'm just like, I'm hungry. I got all these steaks. I bought this beautiful steaks thanks to Dan Hula, one of our buddies from the Barbecue Society,
right.
and the Guild, and I got this great half a cow processed at the place Sages
sure.
in yeah. Greenville. And so I wanted to pull one of those steaks out. And I pulled out a sirloin and a couple of New York strips and had them thawing. And I started playing around with them. And you know, everybody's like, yeah, I don't know if I'm hungry right now, blah, blah, blah. And it's like 7 o'clock. I'm like starving. I'm like, right. okay, well, I'm firing up the grill and I'm throwing everything on it. And I did. And wouldn't you know, there's like a piece like that big left right now.
Yeah.
Nobody was hungry, but when those steaks come in off the grill and then you let them rest a little bit,
yep.
holy cow.
And, just yeah. holy cow.
So stinking nice. Yeah. So I'm the same way. If I'm going to fire up that grill and waste energy to do something, I want to do a bigger lot because it's our lifestyle, right?
Yep.
Isn't it?
Yeah.
You know,
what
you,
we do, man.
You get busy and you can't always cook, but by golly, when you do get that grill and you get her fired up, it's like, let's get a bunch of stuff in the bank
yep.
because I know I'm going to be flying out the door going, oh man, I need something for lunch. And I want to grab a blank, whatever it is. It's
right.
a steak. It's a chicken breast.
Right.
It's some brats. It's something that's already cooked that I can throw in the nuker for 30 seconds and have myself a decent lunch instead of going through some drive-thru where I know I'm going to be pissed off.
Right. It's not going to taste good. You're going to feel like crap after you ate it.
And it's bad
on,
for
right?
you. Bad
and
for
it's
you.
Bad for you.
And, you know, I'm being really faithful with this exercise regimen. And my wife, I got to tell you, my wife is my guiding light because she is like a trooper. She's up every morning, gone, goes to the gym. So I can't be the slacker. So I'm, you know, we're at Snap Fitness, and it's – if I just catch 45 minutes to an hour, and I might even think I'm only going to get a half hour, but as soon as I get there and I get into my workout, I really don't want to quit. So eating all those great foods off the grill.
Prepared as lean as they could.
It,
off there.
Yes.
It's not covered
it's
with a
so
bunch of fats
It's so healthy for
sauces.
You. That's right.
right.
Yep. It's so healthy for you.
It's
so
protein.
For,
yeah.
So if, you know, if you're going to Snap Fitness or someplace like that, I go to Snap. It goes hand in hand with just thinking about what you're putting into your body because you don't want to invest an hour and a half into a good workout and then throw crap in your body.
Right.
And I threw crap in my body all last weekend. After Fort Bragg, I went to Brothers Weekend with Maureen's brothers. We were hanging out on Lake Gaston, North Carolina, and we ate a lot of garbage. I ate half a pan of sheet cake myself.
Yeah, one of the ladies sent up there for you boys
yes,
to eat, right?
She did.
Yeah.
God bless
I get it.
Claudia.
Well, let's reel this back in after you're working off your sheet cake, and let's talk about these burner grades again.
Holy sheet
We went
cake.
Down that rabbit trail, and we ain't coming back. But anyway, with regard to burner grades, what do you mean by that, burner grades?
Well, when you start shopping and looking around, all new grills look nice.
Sure.
They all say, take me home. And you lift them up. I see stainless. I see shiny. I don't see anything dirty. There's no reason not to just take this home that you can see. But that's when you have to start pulling the guts out of it on the floor of the place and taking a good look at it, because if you're looking at all this stuff made over in China, the first thing you're going to notice is that there's a lot of very lightweight, shiny stuff. Now, it might look like stainless, but if you have a magnet in your pocket, which you won't, but if you take a magnet along to buy a grill, it'll be your best friend, because if the magnet sticks to it, it are not stainless.
That's right. Stainless steel does not have a magnetic property to it.
And there are lots of grades of stainless, but one thing you'll notice is the styles of these burners that they make. And there's ribbon burners, there's U-burners, there are cast burners. Now, in my opinion, the very best burner ever made was a cast stainless burner. And it's still made. Fire Magic makes it. There is nothing that will touch it. It's the cats, you know what.
And they're guaranteed forever.
Ever.
Yep.
Longer than you and me.
And that's the thing, guys. If you're out buying a grill, you heard Brad in the last segment, if you were tuned in. You know what? These grills that are under $500, a lot of times they're 2-3 years is all you're going to get out of them.
Dude, I'm telling you, I was at my brother-in-law's lake house. Now, this is a close to $1 million lake house. Okay, and I was ragging on him for years about this old Weber he had. It's like, you can have anything you want. Get something decent. So he went out and bought a new Weber.
Right.
He bought the smallest Spirit they make.
Yeah.
Two burner, cheesy little.
He must be not into it.
It was awful. Yeah. I had to cook. I pulled it off, but it's like, okay, you had this big, beautiful lake frontage and all this stuff. Why would you not want? Dude drives a custom Mercedes, gets a new one every 6 months.
Sure.
Okay.
That's what he's into.
A $449 grill.
Yeah.
You kidding me? So don't do that. Don't be that guy.
Yeah. But anyway, the burners are important because you're never going to be upset with quality is the real answer there. And the lifespan's going to be longer. They're the grill style, grills are grills. You know what? They're all pretty much shaped the same. There are some little differences.
Grills just want to have fun.
Right. But, you know, again, how long do you expect it to last? And if you're good with 2 or 3 years, you're good with a $500 grill. And I'm not selling grills. I don't care.
It's a waste of money.
Right. But
you could really spend $6,000 or $7,000 and have one that'll last you $15,000.
Right. Exactly.
That you can rebuild. And you go to a good reputable place like Garrett's or like Kingsland Hardware, where real men shop, and get yourself a real grill.
Time for some man law. Now you're a man! A man, man, man! Now you're a man! A manny, manny, man! A man, man, man! You are now a man! You're a man! Now you're a man!
Today's man law is brought to you by Vicky's Bridge Street Pasty in Saranac, Michigan. Home of the best pasty south of the bridge. That's all I'm going to say.
They're good. They're really good.
Yeah. And some people, you want to say it?
No, I'm good, man. I'm going to leave that Chad hanging.
It's a dangler. You got to put ketchup on them. Yep. Let's just say it.
Unless
like
you
this.
Like gravy.
Okay. Today's man law is really important, and this will keep you out of trouble if you remember. Mr. Producer, Brian Fongers, on the big board today. Thank you very much. Here's a good one for you, okay? You got all these young buck buddies, got all these fine little fancy Philly wives. Here's the deal. Always look at your buddy's girlfriend or wife as a sister. She can be a good-looking sister, but still a sister.
Absolutely.
That'll keep you out of trouble.
Well, you know what? That's great advice. That's absolutely great advice, and you hear about that stuff happening, but fortunately, it's not happening for me or you. And
it's good for your heart.
And I'll shout one out there, because I've been to your family parties, is that Maureen has, that family has beautiful women.
Yes.
Just like your daughters. Yes. They get that from their mother, I'm sure. Mm-hmm. But that family is loaded with beautiful women, so that's a good one for you too, brother. Mm-hmm. And I know you heeded it. How long have you been married?
32 years.
Yeah, congratulations. Yeah. That's awesome.
And daughter Maggie's moving home in August.
Oh, very good.
Matt and Emily are coming home in August with the new twins that are going to be coming any week now.
Right.
So I'll be a grandpa.
Yep, good for you.
How about that?
My back hurts. Yeah. Well, hey, it's the weekend. Get out and fire up your grill in your backyard. We appreciate you tuning in to the Grilling Guys, and we'll be talking with you.